الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My dear respected elders and brothers, I have recited a verse from Surah Zumar. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants or gives great hope to each and every individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses each one of us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. O my banda, O my slave, the one who has wronged himself by committing gunas and sins. When a person commits any guna or sin, he does harm to none but himself. If a person makes sajda from the time he was born till the time he dies, on the day of Qiyamah when he sees the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will regard that sajda of his to be absolutely insignificant. So when a person does make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least, but it doesn't increase the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It benefits the individual himself. And in the like manner, when a person commits any guna and sin, then that guna and sin harms none but himself. See, it doesn't decrease the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least, but. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim." Oh, the one who has wronged himself, he has harmed himself by committing gunas and sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't ever become despondent. Don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's mercy is very, very, very vast. The greatest of sinners on earth, no matter what gunas and sin they might have committed, can there be greater sins than, you know, abusing the Nabi of Allah? Can there be greater sins than making the Nabi of Allah cry, the most beloved Nabi of Allah cry? It is reported, the ulama explained, Ibn Hajar writes also, that these ayats were revealed after the conquest of Makkah, when many of the kuffar were coming into the fold of Islam. But many of them had reservations. And they wanted to know what is going to happen to us. We want to accept Islam, but we have committed such wrongs. And leave just major gunas and sin. We had opposed the Nabi of Allah. They were amongst them those who made the most beloved Nabi of Allah cry. And they were concerned that, is our Islam really going to be accepted? Is our Tawbah really going to be accepted? Are we really going to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In order to console them, in order to comfort them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayats of the Quran. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That all those who have opposed the deen of Allah, who have done so much of wrong, committed adultery, took alcohol, whatever it is, every guna and sin. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't ever become despondent. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah, because Allah's mercy is very, very vast. So long as you make tawbah, so long as you abstain from kufr and shirk, for kufr and shirk will never ever be forgiven. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. That any other guna and sin, Allah will forgive. But if a person dies with kufr and shirk, that person will never ever be forgiven. That person will have to go into the fire of Jahannam and dwell in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ. A person dies on kufr and shirk, even if he presents as ransom an entire world full of gold, it will never ever be accepted from him. He will have to burn in the fire of Jahannam. But over and above that, if a person dies on iman, person makes tawbah before death and he believes in Allah, he turns away from kufr and shirk, then most definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. A person who was in kufr and shirk for 99 years of his life, and the last year of his life or the last day of his life, if that person makes tawbah and he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive him and Allah will give him entrance into Jannah. So لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand and realize that Allah is clement, Allah is haleem, Allah is tolerant. Allah tolerates so much of our wrongs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tolerates a lot of our gunas and sins that we commit. That is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah is haleem. But yet, yes, we should not be thick-headed in thinking that Allah, because He is haleem and Allah is tolerant, then Allah has condoned our wrongs. No. We should still understand and realize the wrong will always be the wrong. It is just the mercy of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take us to task immediately upon the committing of that wrong. It is the clemency of Allah, the tolerance of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us grace. To this extent it comes in the hadith that when a person commits a guna and sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angel that is writing down that guna, commands the angel to hold on. Perhaps my banda might make tawbah. If he makes tawbah and he asks Allah for forgiveness, then the angel on the right hand side is commanded to write it down as a good deed, because my banda has made tawbah. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when a banda turns towards him. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive every guna and sin of yours. Allah wants to forgive. Allah loves to forgive. In fact, when a person lifts his hands up and he turns towards Allah and he says, Ya Allah, I want forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ وَيَأْخُذُ بِهِ. That when just the mere fact that the banda lifted his hands and made dua to Allah, it is an indication that he acknowledges that there is a Allah that forgives and there is a Allah that takes to task for sins. That is why he has lifted his hands and is making tawbah to Allah. The mere fact that you lifted your hands and you asked Allah for forgiveness, it is an indication of your iman. You are believing in Allah. You believe that there is a Lord that is going to forgive you. So therefore you have lifted your hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this to such an extent that immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces to the angels that there is my banda that realizes that I am his Lord. So we need to turn to Allah, never become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always understand and realize that Allah loves us. Allah did not create us to punish us. Yes, Allah will test us. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do you think that you will claim to be a believer and Allah is not going to test you? Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how true you are in your claim that there is no God but Allah. You are going to be tested from time to time. But Allah still loves us. Allah loves us. Allah did not create us to punish us. Allah did not create us to put us into Jahannam. Many of us, when we think of Allah, we think that it is Allah that is a tyrant Allah. No. Allah is the most merciful Allah. Allah doesn't want to punish us. Allah has created many avenues in order to forgive us so that Allah can find an excuse in order to put us into Jannah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah will forgive every sin so long as you are prepared to ask Allah. In one hadith, Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ, O son of Adam, إِنَّكَ مَا دَعُوتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. O son of Adam, whenever you turn towards me, إِنَّكَ مَا دَعُوتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي, whenever you ask of me, whenever you turn to me, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ, I will forgive every guna and every sin of yours so long as you turn towards me. وَلَا أُبَالِي, and I won't even bother about it. To this extent, the mercy of Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, you'll have many witnesses against you that will give witness to the guna and sin that you had committed on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. The earth will give witness against you. Allah will make the earth speak that so and so had committed such and such guna on my back, on my surface at a certain time. Then the second witness against you will be kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. That these kiraman katibin that write down your deeds, they will give either witness against you or for you. See, the third witness that will be against you will be وَوُدِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِي وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. A book will be presented before you. In it will be recorded every minute detail of your life. From birth to death, every minute detail of your life will be recorded therein. Whatever wrong you have committed, it will be right in front of you there. In black and white, it will be there before you. See? And you'll have no excuse on that day. Now imagine these witnesses will be against you, these three witnesses against you. But despite these three witnesses, the person will still deny committing some of the wrongs, because he will see the azab of Jahannam, the terrible tortures of Jahannam, and out of fear, out of terror, he will refute those witnesses against him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a seal on his mouth. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. Then his hands and his feet will give witness against him. So we can well understand and imagine that on the day of Qiyamah there will be no means of escape. But when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the earth forget that guna that he had committed. Allah commands the angel on the left hand side to wipe out that guna. Makes the angel forget also. Makes the angel forget that you had committed that certain act because you sincerely turned towards Allah and you made tawbah. To this extent that even your limbs are made to forget and they will not give witness against you that you had committed such and such guna and sin. But provided we turn towards Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya bin Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك. O son of Adam, even if your gunas and sin reach the clouds in the skies, but you turn towards me, I will forgive you. That is how merciful Allah is. Ya bin Adam, إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقراب الأرض مغفرة. O son of Adam, if you come to me on the day of Qiyamah with sins as vast as the surface of this earth, you never committed shirk, you made tawbah, you asked Allah for forgiveness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will come to you with mercy as vast as the surface of this earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah loves us. Allah did not create us to punish us. All it requires is that we must turn to Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn towards your Allah, run towards your Allah. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And subjugate yourself, present yourself to Allah, submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make yourself obedient to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْسَرُونَ. Before that time, Allah doesn't want to punish us. He did not create us to punish us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn towards Him. The maqsad of our creation is Allah. Why did Allah create us? So that we may turn to Allah, we may recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But through gunas and sin, we have turned away from Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, come back towards me, I will forgive you and I still love you. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn towards your Allah. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And subjugate yourself, make yourself obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْسَرُونَ. In it there is a warning as well, that don't delay in coming towards Allah. Perhaps the azab of Allah overcomes you and catches hold of you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُم مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. That quickly start following that beautiful tariqah that Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought. That which Allah has sent via Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah has sent on that code of conduct that Allah has sent for us to follow, we should come on to that. Because our success lies in that. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Before that time comes that the azab of Allah grips you so suddenly that you don't even realize it, that you have to now leave this world. Now you will be facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and very shortly you will be asked to enter into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. In one hadith, Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. Allah will accept your tawbah. Allah wants to forgive us. Allah will accept your tawbah. Right until just before you go into Sakrat. But once you go into Sakrat, once the angel of death starts to extract your ruh, then it is too late for tawbah there. Because already you will start seeing the realms of the hereafter. You will start seeing the angels coming down. You are still in this world. You are still in this world. People are standing around you. You are in Sakrat. You become oblivious of everybody around you. And now you are about to leave this world. At that time to make Tawbah, it is too late. So therefore we have been encouraging the hadith. Make Tawbah before that time when maut descends upon you. Many of the commentators of the Quran say, أَيَّأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, refers to maut. That before the time when death overtakes you, and now it is too late for you. Now you want to make tawbah, you want to make amends, but it is too late. أَنْ تَقُولَ نَفْسُي يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. Make tawbah. Come on to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the way of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our success lies in this. Before that time when maut comes, and then you will start saying, Ya hasrata ala ma farattu fi jambillah. That, you know, what a loss, what a great loss. I have lost it. Allah had given me the opportunity and I lost the opportunity. Ya hasrata ala ma farattu fi jambillah wa in kuntu lamina sakhirin. I was from amongst those who used to make a mockery of deen. I used to take deen to be very light. It was a secondary issue in my life. My life was to enjoy this the dunya, the glitter and the glamour of the world. And now all of a sudden when maut comes and he realizes, when the realms of the hereafter open before him, and now he cries out and he realizes that he had made deen a secondary issue in his life. He had made a mockery of deen. Practice deen when he wants to, and whenever he wants to fulfill his desires, then deen takes a back seat. أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Or the person now starts saying that if I only had hidayat, if I was only rightly guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers to that as well in the next few ayat. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ تَقُولَ حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. A person will say, how I wish that I had one more opportunity. Let me go back into the world so that now I can start making amends and becoming a good person. What stopped him from becoming good prior to death? What stopped him from there? The ahadith of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam are there. The ayats of the Quran are there. The teaching of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. We were always reprimanded. We were guided at all times. There were ulama there to explain us. Our fathers, our parents, whoever was there was there to explain to us. But we were too involved in dunyawi activities. We were too busy enjoying life. Our direction of life was idle pursuits. The direction of our life was enjoyment. So we forgot about the akhirat. And now we are thinking, you know, if I only get one more opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to that and says, Bala qad ja'atka ayati fakadhabta biha wastakbarta wa kunta minal kafirin. Our ayats were there. The teaching was there. It's not that the means of hidayat was not there for you. It was there for you. You were being taught what is right and wrong. It was just your arrogance. Your arrogance, your stubbornness, that you refuse to abide and take on to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah tariqah of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ وُجُوهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةً. That you'll find on the day of Qiyamah, those people who refuted the deen of Allah, who took deen as a secondary issue in their life, who were in doubts with regard to the everlasting life of the akhirat, their faces will be blackened. They will be shown their abode in the fire of Jahannam. And eventually they will realize that it is too late now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us to punish us. The only thing it requires is that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us all make this intention that we are going to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to our past life. We are going to rectify our present life and start preparing for that everlasting future life of the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.